I'll get a little more, this is more serious, true story, related to the beach somehow. This one's called Freedom Just Past the Fence. After working for the Army for years on repairing jet engines, I ended up being stationed in Pennsylvania one summer, repairing air conditioners and refrigerators. I'd do only a little work and then have nothing to do for a day or two. But the thing I remember is that at the time, Cubans were defecting to the United States by boat. They'd sail to Florida, most of them dehydrated and all of them malnourished. The U.S. government didn't want them spreading diseases in our country, so when the Cubans would appear off the coast of Miami, the military would be waiting to make sure that they were healthy. Well, all I knew is they got all these Cubans into trucks that we called cattle cars with only a few benches and trucked them up to Pennsylvania, where I was. And the military gave them some shots and made sure that they weren't dying. So these people, after escaping their country in a shoddy wooden boat, were taken by the U.S. military, herded into a boxed-in truck, and shipped up the country so that they could be given shots and detained. These Cubans, who came here wanting freedom, now had to wait in a fenced-in area while they were tested and given food. And it was my job to make sure that their fridge and air conditioner were working. So I sat there for a day or two at a time, drinking cans of beer and looking out my window. I had a view of the razor wire fence, and all I remember was seeing all these Cubans leaning on the chain link fence, wondering if this was what it was like to be free. Holding onto the metal, looking out to what they were sure was freedom. Thank you. I've got a few minutes.